You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 83. And today I want to talk about one of the most common challenges that new entrepreneurs face, and that's pricing your services right. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson here, your host. And as we're talking about money again today, more specifically pricing your offerings, I want to remind you about the Sneaky Success Barriers Quiz. Why do you need to take it? Because if you are pricing your stuff way too low, you probably have a sneaky success barrier holding you back. And in my 18 years of coaching clients, I've found that if we get your mindset in the right place, the pricing. So take a minute right now and head over to melaniesquiz.com. Take the 2-minute quiz and then watch for my gift to you, the Rewired for Wealth book that will help you figure out how to rewire your mindset so that higher levels of financial success are on autopilot. Now let's get into today's episode. You know, when I work with a client who comes to me to help them increase their monthly revenues, one of the first things I have to look at is their pricing. And I find over and over and over again that entrepreneurs, even though they're super smart, really talented, and really good at what they do, can quickly price themselves right out of business. They're setting their prices too low. A few years back, I had someone join my Money DNA 2.0 program. And when she called in, we have this monthly call that people can call in for called the Hour of Power. And she'd called in and she said, "Oh my gosh, I've hit my wall. I can't work anymore. I'm exhausted." And as I started to dig in with her, what we quickly uncovered was that she was a virtual assistant in a market that was causing her to set her prices almost as low as the overseas virtual assistants do. And they're charging like $8. So let's just say she was charging between $10 and $20 an hour. For someone of her level of expertise and what she could do for clients, it was just way too low. And what was happening was she was working 10 times harder to try and keep up with her cash flow demands. So she had set herself up for a complete pricing meltdown. And what I did was I challenged her to raise her prices. At first, she resisted. She said, "Melanie," she's like, "nobody's going to pay more. They're already balking at my current prices." I'm like, "Then you're attracting the wrong people." What happens when we charge too little is we set ourselves up for a complete paradigm of struggle, overwhelm, exhaustion, and attracting people who are really like struggle mode themselves. And they're looking for someone to match their struggle because they don't believe they can afford what they really need either. So here's some of the reasons I've discovered that people set their prices way too low. First of all, it might be a new product, or it might be that you're testing a new offering or a new way in which you do something and you don't feel confident with it. So you set the price lower. Another thing is you don't actually know what your costs are to deliver your product. And so you're guessing and you've guessed way too low. And so now your profit, you've got a profit leak because your actual expenses to deliver are much higher than you've priced. And so you're going broke every month delivering something. By the way, if you watch the show, The Profit, you'll see this all the time. He's constantly uncovering for the people that come on the show that the reason why they're out of money and they're struggling is because they've priced themselves too low and it's not covering their costs. Another reason, and this is what, in the example I gave earlier, this is what was happening to my client. You're attracting struggling, broke clients who can't afford you. And because they're complaining for the low, low, low prices that you're offering, you create this limiting belief that you can't charge more. When really the problem is you're not attracting the right kind of clients. The fourth reason, and this is something that's easily fixed, but way too common, is you're not doing a good enough job establishing your value. So you haven't established the value. You've kind of gotten into this vague vanilla messaging about your offering. And so the people you're attracting don't get it, and they're challenging your prices. And that's a really common reason why you start charging too low, because people aren't buying and you mistakenly believe that you're too high. And then the last one, and this has to do with your money DNA blueprint, it's on struggle. So you're in a blueprint where you're underachieving, you're under-earning, you're way too busy, and you're constantly in this struggle pattern, and it causes you to believe you can't charge more. So it's tempting to bring your prices down when cash flow's tight and you want to get a burst of clients in the door, or maybe things have been stuck and you're thinking, okay, well, maybe my prices are too high, and if I just brought my prices down, maybe people will buy from me. And maybe even you find that you're new and that confidence is starting to get to your head, and you're thinking, how could I possibly justify higher prices when I'm brand new at this? This is all mindset stuff. Sometimes it's a little bit of a system and having the right structure, but mostly it's mindset. And when you get your mindset in the right place, what you find it's so hard to do, to justify, all of a sudden becomes much easier. Even if you're newer in business, it's about pricing them at the right place for the result you deliver. Not your level experience, not, you know, how many hours it takes. So it's really about breaking through to a whole new level of thinking. And I'll talk about some of those in a minute. But first, I just want to reinforce why you're struggling, and it's due to too low of prices. We talked about this a little bit already, but I found that when your prices are too low, you actually create a lot of drama clients. You get a lot of really hard to work with people, especially if you're in a service business, and people who demand a lot but aren't willing to pay for it. And that's because they're in struggle mode. Their mindset's in the wrong place, and they're looking for cheap, and they're looking for like an upside down value. So they want more but are willing to pay less. And it's a mindset. But when you shift your pricing and you do charge more premium pricing, you actually shift to a different mentality. It's interesting how this happens, but you'll find that you attract people that are easier and more joyful to work with. They don't expect you to give them the moon, you know, when they're paying, you know, a dime. They expect what a dime will give. And they're definitely, they refer you more business because they appreciate and have gratitude for quality people. So when you shift your pricing, you will attract better clients. The other thing that happens is you'll have to work less to make more. I know that might be crazy. You're thinking, how does that work? But when your prices are too low, you're working 100 times harder to keep up. That was what was happening with my client. She was working 12, 14 hour days at this pittance of $12 to $14, sometimes $20 an hour, when she could have been charging $40 or $50 an hour for what she was doing. That really was the going rate. And find that she could serve maybe a third of the clients. Okay, so you flip that equation, you're going to work less. Now, this isn't even getting into leverage. This is just what happens when you charge appropriately. And, you know, when your value is excellent, you train your buyers to want way too much for way too little. So when your prices are too low, you are literally training your clients and your buyers to get way too much for way too little. And that sets off this track record that's really hard to break. And I think most importantly in this whole framework, the reason that I want to encourage you, I want to inspire you today to raise your prices, is it's impossible to generate a profit when you are charging too little. I've been working with this amazing woman who is in the marketing world. She has a unique niche in the online marketing side of things. And it wasn't that she was not charging enough, but she wasn't charging enough for the results that she could deliver. And so as I've been working with her to increase her cash flow, we've been raising her the prices of her packages. So one of the shifts was getting her out of the charge for an hour and charge for a package. and something really magical started happening. She not just doubled her revenue, but tripled her revenue simply because she was charging better for packages and got herself out of this one-on-one, like charging for an hour of her time. And so it became less about, okay, I have to work an hour to make money. And it's like, I enroll someone in this package and then I deliver the result they need. And it shifted the paradigm immensely. And so it was really exciting. I heard from her last week that she's basically exceeded her revenue goals now because she shifted how she charged for her packaging. So it isn't always just about raising your prices. Sometimes it's about redesigning the way you deliver. And so that's mindset number one. Take yourself out of the I charge for an hour of my time mindset, especially if you're still stuck there, and start designing packages that you can enroll people at more of a premium rate. And when you eliminate that, I charge for an hour of my time, it will radically shift your revenue cash and your cash flow. So mindset number one, eliminate the I charge for an hour of my time. And you charge for results, a package that delivers a result. Another mindset that I think is really important is if your clients, the people you're enrolling, aren't pushing back a little bit and they're not feeling like it's a stretch for them a little bit, you're not charging enough. See, when you're playing it safe and it's a no-brainer, you're still not charging enough. And that might seem a little scary to think, okay, I'm supposed to have people turn me away. Look, I'd rather you have, you know, two people turn you away and one person hire you, but you're making the same amount as if you were, you know, working with three people, whether it's a product or a service. So think about how can you make one person the rate that used to be what three people were, and now you're working less, but still making the same amount of money. That's where real freedom comes from. That's where real profit potential starts. So again, that's a mindset shift. Decide that you will raise your prices to a point where people start pushing back. And now again, that means we have to work on your sales skills. We have to get you better at enrolling people in the value and the result. And you may have to help them overcome their buying resistance. But I'd rather you be doing that than charging too little and playing it safe. Now, the next mindset that I want you to really explore with yourself, like just check in. Are you caught up in the trap of, I want more people paying less because there's something that feels better about lots of people? Or would you rather have less people paying you more? See, I've migrated and evolved to the point where I'd rather work with less people who are willing to invest more so I can give them more. I can give them more value. I can give them better results. I can dig deep with them. I don't want more people paying less. It's too much work. Like there's this part of me where I know what I can deliver when someone's really willing to dig deep and get into the planning, get into the mindset work together. And I can really like not hold back because I'm trapped by, you know, how much they're willing to pay. I want people that are willing to invest in the best results possible. So that means I'd rather work with less people who are willing to invest more. So where are you at? And by the way, that's one of the ways that I've learned you can really leverage your time and energy is work with the people who want to invest more for better results. And the last mindset is sometimes we have to be willing to shift our potential client base in order to work with a more affluent and prosperous type of client. So I had a woman who was in one of my coaching programs many years ago. And so again, she was bumping up against these cash flow issues and she had chronic her revenue would never match her goals. And so when we dug into it, I looked at what she was offering and like her offer was good. But what was happening is she was targeting the wrong audience. She was targeting people who had no money and honestly no time. But she was so attached to this target audience. I finally said, you can't charge what you want to charge to that audience. They won't pay it. And she had a huge epiphany that she wanted to help people that really didn't want to be helped, not at the level she could help them. And by shifting who her target audience was, she could actually charge the premium rate she desired. And it changed her whole cash flow issue literally dissolved overnight because she was asking people who could pay what she wanted to charge. This is a huge shift for a lot of people. I see people stuck all the time. They are focused on a community that cannot pay what they need to charge. And so you have to be willing to work with the people who will pay it. Now, that might mean you have to shift what you do a little bit. You might have to evolve it. Or we may need to look at your business model and find out why you're really stuck on this particular niche. And could you have a premium offering to a target audience that would really pay it, but have a scholarship opportunity for that, you know, that those people that struggle that are in your heart. So check in. Are you focused on the wrong community, and can they actually pay what you want to charge? These are all mindsets that need to shift if you want to really start bringing your cash flow up and price yourself what you're worth. And that's what I want to leave you with. Price yourself what you're worth, like the value of the results, not the value of an hour. That's one of the hugest mindsets that we all have to realize is we're not charging for an hour of time. We're charging for a result that people need. And the value of that is what you charge. So I would love to have a conversation with you about this in the Amplifier Success community. If you're already there, watch for the post this week about this particular episode. And if you're not, join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com so we can talk about how to price yourself into success. All right, we'll be back again next week with another exciting episode of Amplifier Success. I am Melanie Benson, and I can't wait to hear how you take today's episode and spark some new possibilities. If you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. That on the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.